You're not tired yet, are you? Good, because we're dancing with the stars. Now, where's Mr. Stewart?
Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, 'cause I only have eyes for you, dear. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky. Only have eyes for you. Crowded avenue, you are here, so am I. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view.
Have you met Virginia Mayo yet? Oh, I'm sorry. I think it was Lella Parsons that called her the perfect peaches and cream leading lady. Have you seen the picture she did with Bob Hope, The Princess and the Pirate? Oh, it's been very, very good. Are we at Jack Warner's house already? Boy, it's quite a place, isn't it? No, Virginia, after you.
On my 30th birthday, Jack Warner gave me a birthday party at his mansion. And Mr. Warner was on my right, and Clark Gable was on my left. And Clark Gable was, he was very mad for some reason, not at me, but his wife was sitting across the table, and he was very annoyed at her. This was Lady Ashley, and he didn't pay any attention to me because he was glaring at her all the time. That's kind of strange. This is the first time I ever met the man.
I'm in a day. Baby won't talk to me. Looks like someone has been lying. Guess a friend of mine is trying to take baby from me. Obviously, they're jealous. I'm so in love with baby, but I admit truthfully, I don't know this game of love. Well, I don't know where I am. I only know
in the years that I was under contract to Sam Goldwyn. Sam Goldwyn always had big parties at his house, and not always did we go formal, but very often we did. And I can remember to this day, one night I was going to wear this new gown to Sam Goldwyn's house, and it was too long. So I stood on the kitchen table, and my mother proceeded to cut the hem off and sort of stitch it up very quickly, so that I could wear it to their parties, because they had grand people, always usually English actors, or George Cukor, Willie Wyler, some very fabulous Hollywood person would be there. They'd always have a movie. They'd show a movie, the latest movie. And that was exciting. One time when I happened to bump into Vivian Leigh at the Warner Brothers studio, and the night before, she had seen one of my films that had just been made. and she was proceeding to tell me how wonderful I was in this story. West Point Story was the name of it. And she thought my dancing was wonderful. And I was stunned because she is, you know, my ideal actress. She was so beautiful, talented. And I'm just standing there and she's telling me how great I am. It was very interesting.
Gee, it's a pretty party, isn't it? But you know, we need music. Where's Virginia? Virginia, what do you say we head over to the Macombo? I think Kenton's band's there tonight.
One night, my husband and I loved Stan Kenton, who was one of the really great musicians of his day. And we went to see him and were thrilled, just absolutely thrilled by his music. He was our favorite. After he finished the music, Stan Kenton came over to me. And I didn't know the man, he just introduced himself. And he said to me the strangest thing. He said, "Virginia, you don't know me, but I was in love with your girlfriend. She was the love of my life. And I just went crazy over this woman." And I'm looking at him in shock, because I know who he's speaking about. She was a friend. But I never dreamed that she would inspire Stan Kenton to all his greatness. And I was taken aback. I couldn't believe it.
a combo. We'll come back here later. I want you to get a look at their aviary. They've got about 30 birds here. Macaws, lovebirds, parakeets, a cockatoo. Maybe you'd like to sing along with the big bands. Well, don't go away. There's more music coming up on Dancing with the Stars. I'm Jimmy Stewart.
We're Dancing with the Stars. It's the 1940s, and we're out on the town with Jimmy Stewart.
Was an important year for me in Hollywood. I was awarded an Oscar for my role in Philadelphia Story, and then I left town. I was drafted into the United States Army Air Corps. I got back in town occasionally on a three-day pass, and I can remember one time when I had the privilege to escort a pretty lady from Nashville. It was at the Palladium. Her name's Dinah Shore, and boy, she loves to dance. And I'll never forget what she was wearing. She had on the biggest hat I ever seen. I almost couldn't get her into the car.
And we get to the Palladium, and Clark Gable is there. I mean, Clark Gable. And there's this picture they have in Life magazine, and Jimmy, this big red hat. Jimmy was dancing with me, and he's very tall. And he said, I can't see anybody or anything. And I thought that was a big, I said, oh. What he meant was, he said, it's that big hat. I wish I had that picture with Gable and Jimmy. The expression on my face is something else.
Night with their soft lights, your eyes that promise sweet nights, bring to my soul a longing, a thirst for love divine. In dreams I seem to hold you, to find you and enfold you, our lips meet and our hearts too. With a thrill so sublime, those cool and limpid green eyes, a pool wherein my love lies, so deep that in my searching for happiness I fear that they will ever hold me. All through my life they'll taunt me, but will they ever want me? Green eyes, make my dream come true.
Searching for happiness, I fear that they will ever haunt me. All through my life they'll taunt me, but will they ever want me? Green eyes, I love you.
Dinah Shore also spent many evenings at the Hollywood Canteen. The canteen opened in 1942 with a lot of help from Betty Davis and John Garfield. They worked with the studios and the unions and managed to reopen the Old Barn Nightclub. It was just off Sunset Boulevard on Cahuenga. The canteen was just amazing. You could hear bands like Kay Kaiser and Harry James dance with Loretta Young, Betty Grable, Rita Hayworth. Abbott and Costello got some of their biggest laughs at the canteen. And the Andrews sisters were always there.
He was a famous trumpet man from old Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot de la, a toot, he blows it eight to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes a company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie-woogie bugle, he was busy as a bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump A to the bar. He's a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. Do-do-do-do-da-da, do-da-da, do-do-do-do. He blows it A to the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B.
Every night, and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet, because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B.
It's just like looking for a needle in a haystack, searching for a moonbeam in the blue. Still, I've got to find you.
Over 1,000 servicemen visited the Hollywood Canteen every night from 1942 to 1945. Now, I know that's a couple of 100,000 altogether, but Dinah Shore managed to meet, and she probably danced with most of them. Well, I know there was one she liked to waltz with in particular.
I had three roommates. That's the only way you could make things meet. And we were living at a very wonderful place called The Rhonda. And,
when you were singing in the 40s, you still had three roommates to be
Oh, yeah, but you could... I didn't make much money.
You were a huge star.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I was not humble. I just, I never did anything for money. I never could. I never have. I don't to this day. And any time you do it, but that kind of motive, it doesn't work somehow. And it's something you really enjoy, something you really love. Well, anyway, the point of my story was that I came home one night after I'd been to the Hollywood Canteen and I'd seen this incredible, I mean, most exquisite man, and I had seen him. I had been singing at the Steel Pier in Atlantic City and didn't have a dressing room. And I would have to change in somebody else's dressing room and then go sit out in the audience and watch the show. And there was this movie, Cowboy and Blonde. And then I did a concert down at the Shrine with Bing. And I, you know, I nearly fainted at that. And I looked through the curtains to see who I was there, and here he came with this beautiful blonde, absolutely beautiful. How's he gonna get away from her so he can get to me? I could, you know, that, I just knew we were destined. And that night, Hollywood, I walked in the canteen, and I said, who's here, to the fellow at the door, and he named off all these people. He said, and George Montgomery, and, you know, people like John Garfield and Edward G. Robinson and Betty Davis, you just name it, everybody in the world was there. And he said, and George Montgomery. And I said, where? And he said, right over there. And I said, oh, God, he's cute. And we had a date that night, and we never dated anybody else. We got married, but we had a wonderful time for a year and a half, and then we got married right after that.
I could dance nightly just holding you tightly, my sweet. I could keep right on because you're so light on your feet. You're easy to dance with. There is no doubt in the way we stand out in the crowd. Though it's called dancing to me, it's romancing out loud. Oh, you're easy to dance with. Loving you the way I do makes you easy to dance with. And that is why I'm always right on the beat. All those charms in one man's arms makes you easy to dance with. I can hardly keep my mind on my feet. Let's dance forever, come on. Say we'll never be through. It's so easy to dance with you.
Think they can get Dinah on stage at the canteen to sing a song? I'm sure we can. I'm going to grab something to drink. Can I bring you anything? I'll be right back.